Welcome to the Her Sweet Spot Experience, dishing out tips and tricks on mindset, money, marketing, and media for your life and business, and where we talk to women about how they found their sweet spot.
Welcome back, sweet maids. Hey guys, it's me, Marsha Guerrier. You are here at the Her Sweet Spot podcast. It's been a while, and I am so happy to be back with you all and launching a brand new season of inspiring, emotional, and impactful conversations with women. This is the Her Sweet Spot podcast, your dose of inspiration, where we celebrate and amplify the voices of inspiring women entrepreneurs. And as usual, I'm your host, Marsha Guerrier. I'm so excited to be back with you guys. I know you guys have been hitting me up saying, girl, where's that podcast? We need some new episodes. And now we are here re-emerging on this very Women's History Month. And on today's episode, I'm so excited to have along with me today our very own Natasha Nurse, Chief People Officer at Her Sweet Spot. Natasha!
Hey, hey. Hello, everyone. Hey, hey, hey.
This is when I wish we were like in a whole studio and I had all the hits and bing, 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 bing.
DJ Marsha. Right? Comes out.
Like, bring out DJ Marsha. Natasha, it's been a while. How are you?
Oh, goodness. I know. Alive, thriving, and excited. Happy Women's History Month. This is always such a special time of the year, not just because we're women, but this, if you remember, marks the 1 year anniversary of me buying my first home out here in Arizona. So I feel like I'll always, be very celebratory on March 1st now.
Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. Well, we're recording in March 1st. You're going to be hearing this a whole nother day. We are here, Natasha and I, live talking at the start of Women's History Month. And as we step into it, you know, we're going to be honoring the trailblazing women who paved the way for progress and equality, both past and current. You know, I know that it is important to celebrate women who have, you know, led the way for us, but we also can't forget to celebrate the resilience, achievements, and the mark that women are making in the world today. There's so many great stories out there. We can't wait to share them. So follow us on social. Make sure that you're tapped into Instagram, Facebook, and our website at hersweetspot.com. And we're at Her Sweet Spot everywhere. Right.
Oh, yeah.
So, Natasha, as we dive into all the essence of Women History Month today, we're really going to be talking about what it takes to be a woman in business. As you know, we face some of the biggest challenges when it comes to careers and in business. Right. And when you're charting that path, what are some of the realities that you've seen as our Chief People Officer and as a people observer? What are some things that you observed as key challenges and opportunities for female entrepreneurs today?
Absolutely. Great question. I think the number one thing that you and I both have talked about and resonates with what we see in the Her Sweet Spot community and just the business networks and space at large is women's disconnect with understanding the value and importance of investing in themselves and their business, right? Because to really succeed in business, you, like anything else in life, you can't do it alone, right? That's why that this helped promulgate you to develop and build such a powerful and immense network and platform for women entrepreneurs, because you need help. You don't know everything about the four pillars of business. You know, you can't say I'm an expert at media, marketing, money, and mindset on your own, right? Like that's in and of itself why Her Sweet Spot is a must and a need for business. And with that, also what I think is interesting is that people fail to also understand how talking through things, right? A space of vulnerability is really important, because it is. It's very isolating. It's very challenging to do this. And you need to talk through how do you do business and be a mother and also find time for me time and also figure out what resting looks like. What does burnout look like? Like all the things, all the hats.
All the things. I'm always amazed to hear from people when I'm talking to women all over, whether it's inside Her Sweet Spot or not. When I talk about what we do and how we're shaping the world of entrepreneurship for especially women of color and Black women, most certainly, I'm always amazed to hear from women that they didn't know communities existed for them like this. Mm-hmm. They didn't know that perhaps they could find. You know, we use the word like-minded all the time in marketing. You see like-minded, but the truth is that's what people are seeking. And it's almost like a throwaway word that because we use it so much, it kind of like, okay, but it's true. Yeah. People are seeking, you know, we're surrounded by everyday people, our friends, our families, people who are most likely not on the same path as us, not on the same journey. And or when they find out, I'll never forget, Natasha, when I started my nonprofit many moons ago, when I started my nonprofit and started to tell people that I'm closest with, particularly my hangout circle and the circle of people that I was like in the clubs with, and partying with, right? It's like they thought I was scamming. It's like they looked at me and was like, how, since when? You do that? Oh, I didn't know you for that. It offended me until I got out of my feelings and was like, you know what? They don't know me for that. And that's why I went out at that time to seek people who understand that life.
Yeah.
Understand the life of serving others and giving and so at first I was in my feelings, and y'all probably will be in your feelings for a while, because your friends and family will not understand. They will give you, you know, negative feedback, and you can't do it, because they know one version of you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, right? Your friends and your family tend to know one version of you.
Yeah.
And because of that, they are unable to see the evolution of you and the other sides to who you are. And so you got to get out.
Mm-hmm.
We outside now. You got to get out.
Yeah.
You got to really, you know, commune with women that are like-minded. So you to go back to that phrase, right? Reflecting on Women's History Month, let's talk about some stories of female entrepreneurs who inspire you. Any that come to mind?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, first and foremost, you. I think what you do, I've always told you that, like, even meeting you, just like, remember back in the day when I was in New York with you and you were, you know, doing, you know, in-person events prior to COVID. I know, like, a whole different world. You still do in-person events, but it was a different vibe. And I just thought, like, how empowering that, like, you specifically decided to serve in the way that you serve, and specifically serve a community that is least supported, least protected, least honored, right? Like, it is a personal and professional, you know, mission that you're on. And I think that that's one of the most admirable and beautiful things for me to be around and to help support and to just witness and flourish as Her Sweet Spot has continued to grow and thrive and have more and more impact every single year. So you first and foremost, and then let's see, I, So I guess I would put her as an entrepreneur too. Yeah, Maya Angelou, you know, rest in peace. She helped inspire the, as you know, I'm very Jamaican, so I have 25,000 jobs like you. You're not Jamaican, but you're on that same vibe. And so her, because she taught me that you don't have to just be one thing. You can be a poet, a director, a dancer, a singer. Like you can do all the things, wear all the hats, where people, conventional society tries to tell you like, oh, yeah, that's unfocused. And it's like, no, you're just super spectacular. Actually, you're just extra fabulous. Stop being, you know, stop hating. There's that. And then thirdly, you know what? I'm going to put myself in that category as well, because I'm really proud of the woman I am today. And I know that the six-year-old version of me would be in tears to be able to see someone like me, because that's all I always craved. Growing up in Manhattan, in not the most diverse part of the city, I always craved to see someone like me, a bigger bodied Black woman who was loud and hilarious and intelligent and, you know, and did the things and was willing to put her truth out there and help others. And I know that she would be proud of me. I feel her smiling and twirling and dancing and big upping, you know, keeping the Jamaican spirit live and well. So those are some. What are your women?
I think in her older age, though, she became very refined.
And she appreciate the lie. Thank you. I'll give you the $5 later for saying that. No, tacky and fabulous. I like it though.
Well, speaking, you know, thinking of charting the path through entrepreneurship, and you know, early this morning I was watching a news program, and they had Gabrielle Union on as a guest, and I want to honor her as my inspiration for today in this moment, because I'm still kind of like on a wow and aha of what she's doing with her career. And speaking of a woman who has been known for one thing and has elevated herself now as this mogul entrepreneur. The crazy thing is, which I share, it kind of all started after she had her first child and went through IVF and all of that. And she and I share a similar story. I've always had that entrepreneurial thing. I've always had a side hustle, gig life. And I did it for fun, though. And it wasn't until I had Joshua for the year leading up to having Joshua that I was like, you know what? It's time for me to get serious about this entrepreneurship life. And she, this morning, I didn't even know this about her. I knew she wrote the books, and I knew she came out with a hair care product. I didn't know she had this other entity that is called Proudly, and it's a children's baby product line of all natural products and stuff. And as a result of her daughter having like eczema and sensitive skin, which my son had too, Joshua had, I'm like, geez, I could have came up with a product line. I did it. I thought about it. I thought of everything, because I'm just that manic when it comes to ideas. And that's why this job that I'm doing now with her Sweet Spot is so spot on for me, because I get to birth a new business and new ideas with the support of all the women inside her Sweet Spot. So I think this whole business for me is ideal for me, because I don't have to do it in order to kind of like help it, you know, grow and blossom. But Gabrielle Union really surprised me, and I'm so inspired by her this morning. And she's really someone that I have to, you know, look deeper into it and her path. And I know her story about IVF, because again, I share a similar story. And I'm excited to learn more about her as an entrepreneur and what she is doing. I know her husband has like a cocktail or spirits company. So all the things.
I did not know that about her as well. And I admire her as well, because she also is a woman who has, you know, been vulnerable enough to share some of the kind of trauma that she's experienced in life. And it's not easy to share that. Also, the amount of miscarriages she had shared, she's been so vulnerable. And I have found that to be very inspiring, because I know that that is not easy to share publicly, because people judge you so hard. And she's so beautiful and just so graceful and just ungracious. I really, that's a wonderful pick. Yay to Gabrielle.
Yeah. You know, she made it okay to talk about being black and having to go through IVF. So that's a whole nother show, girl. We're going to get into that one of these days.
Yeah.
The journey I went through, and I know so many other Black women now that we are talking about it. She made it a great conversation to have. Michelle Obama added in her history and her tale. But when we talk about breaking barriers and overcoming and thriving despite all of this stuff, right? What is some advice you can share and give to women facing, entrepreneurship, those common hurdles that we go through, access to funding? We talked already about, the importance of community, business development, networking. What's some advice you could give to some aspiring entrepreneurs?
Yeah, first and foremost, you need to have a clear why. I've said this before, and I'll always stick with that, because it's your why that keeps you up at 3 a.m. It's your why that keeps you up at 11 or midnight. You have to be so determined and so clear on why you are doing what you're doing, so you don't stop and that you don't give up. Because it's usually that day when we're like, enough, I'm not doing this anymore. The day after is when, everything would explode, right? So you have to keep pushing through. So clear why. And then next is try to keep learning something new every day. And specifically within our technological era that we're in, we're talking AI. We're talking how to demonstrably speak better, whether you need talking points or prompters or whatever, how do you tell your story? Because people are not going to invest in your business because it's like, oh, I have the best product. Well, there's a lot of products out there. Oh, I have the best service. Well, there's a lot of people that do what you do. So why are people connected with you? That's the story. That's the way you make people feel. As Maya Angelou said, people will forget what you tell them, but they'll never forget how you make them feel. So it's true. You can make your customer feel seen, feel heard, feel appreciated, feel loved, feel excited about what you're going to do for their life, because that's what you're trying to sell, right? Whether it's a product or a service. How is it improving your customer's life? Is it saving them time? Is it saving them money? Is it giving them a new thing to get excited about? Is it opening their mind? What is it exactly that's happening for your customer in their life? And if you can demonstrate that in a fast and memorable way, you got them, right? And then they become your best brand ambassador. So learn something new, be clear on your why, and never stop networking as well within Her Sweet Spot, but just generally in life. You need to continue to grow and find your tribe of like-minded women, of like-minded souls, of people that will really support you, because there'll be plenty of people in your life that will tell you you can't do this, or someone else is doing this, right? All the haters that live in your head and outside your head. So you have to make sure that you're getting fueled by the people who really support you, who see the vision and are just championing you.
Can you imagine if Nike, Reebok, or whomever said, oh, Converse already exists, I'm not going to make another
Right? Yeah, exactly.
There's already a Ford truck. I'm not going to make a Dodge. Whatever it was back when, things got launched and started. It's competition. Innovation is what fuels this world and economy. Yeah. You talked about networking and knowing your why, and you brought up networking. I don't know why this is a true statistic. I don't got the numbers for you, Natasha, but I know it's true. But most, women of color, Black women in particular, are the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs. We start the most number of businesses, right? Entrepreneurship, but also we fail at them most, right? We have the most exits and not good exits, shutdowns, right? Mm-hmm. But with that, we are also the most introverted people on the planet. I love when I meet entrepreneurs and they're like, I'm introverted, or I don't like to be out in the front. And yeah, yet that is the primary way to get your business out there, especially now in the digital world that we're living in, and everything, and the world of influencer marketing and brand building. Everybody's a brand now, and you gotta do the brand and the face of your business. Like, oh my God, if I read one more post about people dragging Beyonce because they don't see her natural hair and got a hair care product, it doesn't matter. Did she develop a product that is going to solve problems that most people in the beehive have? Perhaps. Right? Those are the things you gotta look at, right?
Yeah.
We have to ask ourselves.
Never loses.
But what do you say? Like, you know, I push people a lot. And I'm not gonna lie, I have my days. Like, I don't want to be on camera. And you know, we use the excuse of our hair and our makeup and our, you know, the whole glam look. But honestly, some of the most successful videos and or outreach are people in the natural. And that's why Alicia Keys did it. She went natural and proved the point that you don't need all the hoo-ha, right, to make it. So how are we going to help women? What do we need to do, especially inside her sweet spot? What can we do to help women break that fear of being out front?
I love that question too. And it's so meaningful because I couldn't even count how many people are like, no, I don't like to talk in front of, and I'm like,
right?
Yeah. And it's like, but you built a business to hide? Yeah. Oh, okay, boom, boom. Okay. Poor baby, poor, bless your heart. Okay, well, first and foremost, like you tell your children, start small, one step foot in front of the other. I had a recent article come out on Plus Model Magazine as a lifestyle editor, because it's like, girl, of course I need more jobs. And I've been with them for many, many moons, and I really love it. And I wrote an article around the power of audio. And as you know, right, podcaster to podcaster, there's such a wonderful community that you can build through the audio platforming. And the beauty of audio is it doesn't have to be attached to a video. It can just be your beautiful, delicious voice. And, you know, some people say they like my voice, la la. And I would say for the woman who's listening and or watching this to really start there, because if you can start to craft storytelling through audio, picture and video is just like one extra step, right? So it seems like more bite-sized and more consumable and able, you're able to get there. But the first and foremost is like, what's the story you're telling? Because as you know, we interview people and they come on here and they're, hi, my name is, and you're like, I didn't come to ask. I could have interviewed ChatGPT. Come on, have a little life and flavor in life. Come on.
Wake it up, ladies.
Yeah, let's be a little jazz pizzazz. I know we're New Yorkers, real New Yorker at heart. And I love a good peacock moment. Find the best of them. So first and foremost, start to figure out how can you be your most dynamic and charismatic self through audio. And then set a deadline for yourself. So if you do that and you go on this audio journey and okay, after 3 months, one video a week, right? You're going to just commit to adding your audio and doing a video with it, right? And then do that for a month and then take it up a notch, right? Like just lean into it in a way that's doable. But people have to understand that you do not grow when you're comfortable. Human beings only grow when we're uncomfortable. So you know, I'm not saying rip the bandage off today, but we have to create an action plan that gets you as raw and as uncomfortable as possible, because that is where you're going to win. That is how you're going to connect with people in a meaningful way. And, you know, you'll get over it. So hurry up.
Well, you know, I say rip the bandaid off today, because there's no time like the present.
Just that's true.
Turn your phone around and record yourself saying, good morning, beautiful, and then post it and get over yourself. But I got to say, Natasha, this is why I'm so excited about this new season of the Her Sweet Spot podcast, because I'm bringing you the entrepreneurs that have been recipients of the Her Rise micro grant. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, they're all afraid, and they've all started out saying, you know, I've never done this, or this might be my first time. Some of them. And for the and we just have a lot of fun here at Her Sweet Spot, right? And so the conversations are real. The conversations are, you know, we can't get off the phone. Like, we're like, okay, this is 30 minutes, girl. Let's wrap it up. Because they become so comfortable with conversation that we're having. Good. And it's your story. The best part about it to me, Natasha, and is what I say to others, and the advice that I would give is, talk about what you know best, you and the why, the reason why you started this. Most likely it became, and it came from, a need that you needed fulfilled for yourself. So talk about that experience. Yeah. And then next thing you know, like I said, they're going to be like, girl, we got to go. You're talking too much.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I love that. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. Well, Natasha, let's keep it rolling. Yeah. You know, we could talk all day, but I want to look towards the future and the future and how female entrepreneurs, where are we headed to? You know, they say 2024 is going to be a very, a lot of people are comparing this time in 2024 to March of 2020. I don't see how you could do that. Because I went into total shock and shutdown and lockdown. And right now I feel completely the opposite. Mm. But so many people feel this, like, you know, gloom for some reason.
Yeah.
What does the future look like? The, you know, statistics are saying that the economy is on shaky ground. Yeah. We are still the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. How can we, as a community, support the next generation of female entrepreneurs, and you know, well past Women's History Month, because we're here now, and we're talking about Women's History Month. But what are we gonna do?
Absolutely. So I think first and foremost, we need to get on top of our mental and mindset game, because with COVID, as we saw, a lot of people did struggle with not just the physical isolation and being locked up, but there's a lot of stuff going in our mind when you're working all day. And a lot of us do work from home, which means there's no separation between work and home. And that blurring of lines is overwhelming and radically increases burnout for people. And with that, especially with, you know, being women of color, we internalize all the pain, all the anger, all the stress, and we don't let it out. We don't have healthy ways of coping. We don't have healthy ways of expressing and or safe spaces to express. And that is going to probably be one of the biggest deterrent from your business success than other things. Because if you can't find calmness and peace in your mind and body and soul, then how can you effectively run a business? You can't. You just can't. So I would say 2024 and beyond is about really conquering our mental health, because I think that that is increasingly being more and more talked about, but I don't know if it's being talked about enough by us. I know that Taraji Henson had like a Facebook show, I think she was doing and talking, and it was really incredible to see her share some stuff. And as I think recently this year, right, like had some mental breakdowns publicly, which again is just more testimony to the fact that like we are not okay, and it's okay to not be okay, because
the trauma that she's faced as a in her career, getting paid her worth, that can send anyone spiraling, especially when you feel like you're watching other people succeed yep. that definitely yep. hasn't reached your level of success or what you, mm-hmm. you see as level of success. You know, the shiny gold, shiny object syndrome mm-hmm. is what I call it. That's great, great advice. I really think that as the girlies say on TikTok, get on your Zoom. Mm. People really do need to, you know, we learn a lot from what happened in 2020 and have been able to, you know, be resilient and continue to be resilient through all yeah. of that. And we're here now. Not to say that there's not going to be days and times where you're going to feel like quitting, but that's yeah. what the group is about. You know, I call Natasha all the time and I say, Natasha, it's over. And she said, okay, girl, so here's what we're going to be doing today. Keeps it rolling. I'm not surrounded by people who's going to allow me to stay in that place, mm-hmm. right? Find your circle. That's why mindset is the number one pillar mm-hmm. in our four pillars of success framework.
Exactly.
And, you know, we have Amanda Flood, who mm-hmm. is going to be and who has been working with us and helping us build confidence, resilience, mm-hmm. and working mm-hmm. with us on our mindset for this year. So I implore you to really check out her sweet spot in our events. Amanda Flood will be with us for the first Wednesday workshops of the month. And I think that is the best thing that we could advise people.
And then also I would, as a secondary thing, is get, you know, in a community of like-minded women, but get the resources you needed, which is why people need to join the Academy, right? Because they're not only going to have access to the content, like the replay videos in all the on-demand section of the platform, but also the AI tool that is very cool and very, you know, I think.
In beta, but it's a great tool.
Yes. Exactly. And then also just, again, being able to ask questions. If you want to have access to a founder like Marsha or, you know, a woman like myself or any of the other women, like, you have to be in those spaces. And this is the space to be in. Like, be here and hurry up. Enjoy the Academy. Hurry up.
And hurry up. Natasha, it's been so great talking to you as usual.
Thank you.
You guys should always tune in. We are going to have an exciting new season of great conversations just like this with some of our celebrity guests. Oh, I called you a celebrity guest.
Hey, I'll take it, boo-boo. I'll take it.
And our inspiring entrepreneurs. Natasha, what are your final words of wisdom for our listeners who are on this journey and or, you know?
Yes. Oh, gosh. I would say fall in love with yourself and your business every single day, because the more that you lean into love, the more you lean into gratitude and joy, the easier it is to overcome any obstacle. And as Black women, we know we have created this earth and we carry businesses. We have built the nation on our backs. So there is nothing and there is no one that can ever overtake your power and ability to achieve what you want in this life. And if you want your business to succeed, her sweet spot is going to be right there with you. And hurry up and be with women who will love on you, who will support you, who will champion you, and help you get your business, get your life to the next level.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Shameless plugs. I love it.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Natasha, tell the people where they can find you on all social media platforms.
Yes. Oh, gosh. So we don't have that much time, but WokenFree.com is my podcast with my husband. Dressing Room 8.com is my platform as well, that you can get blog content, you can get resources, you can figure out how to do trainings and workshops with me. And Dressing Room 8, Woken Free, those are the best places to find me. And I have a podcast too, Glamour, Giggles, and Goals. And so I launched that in 2024, and excited for everyone to just come on here, learn more, connect with us, but join her sweet spot. Don't play with me.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Natasha.
Yeah.
Guys, you know how I like to end each show. When we empower each other, we all rise. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Her Sweet Spot Experience. Make sure to visit our website, www.hersweetspot.com. That's her, S-U-I,